I'm happy to talk to you again. I will thank you for taking the time to listen. I'm so excited about what God is doing, not just in my life. You know, I want to become the person that God saved me to become. That's my great goal in life. Not buildings and big ideas, but just being the Christian that God saved me to become. I'm happy for my position that the Lord's led me to. I'm not proud, but I'm very grateful that God has led me to be an independent Baptist, and I have convictions about that. And we see some wonderful things the Lord is accomplishing in our church and school, and we all praise the Lord for that. We were just able to get a large display that has been used for the treasures of ancient Israel. You're going to be fascinated with what God has put in our hands to display some wonderful things. And we hope to have that up by our mission conference in just a few weeks. And I want all of you to pray that God will continue to bless the Temple Baptist Church and Crown College. I'm excited about these three great principles we're trying to emphasize: truth, friendship, and world evangelism. And I'm especially excited about our meeting of Independent Baptist Friends International. Every speaker is an independent Baptist. Every one of them is a member of an independent Baptist church. But we're able to do some things, I hope, to help you and to help other people. This is not about trying to build us up here in this place, but to provide an opportunity for people to see what can be done. Just recently, we were able to have a training session about reaching Islamic people and talk about how we can witness to Muslims. And we've had some Islamic people saved. Our people are excited witnessing to these people. And you know, more than a billion of them worldwide who need Jesus. And may God help us to go with the gospel and reach them all. And I want you to pray. Maybe you won't pray every day, but I want you to pray for this Independent Baptist Friends International. And we're dealing with truth. Is it the truth? I wish everybody would say that I'm not going to say anything, do anything, preach anything, teach anything, send any message that's not truthful. Just validate it. And the Bible is our guide. We're no longer looking for the truth. We're looking in the truth of God's Word. And then friendship. Oh, how we need friendship. Friendship is something that Jesus gave us. Read again in John chapter 15 when the Lord used that word three times. And he talked about compassion. And he talked about confidence. And he talked about companionship. And this intimacy that the Lord wants to bring us into. And we need that one with another. And then world evangelism. The world is in such need. And the need is that men are sinners and we have to get the gospel to people. And if we're not willing to engage in personal soul winning and personal evangelism where we are, if we're not willing to confront the lost and speak to people about Jesus Christ where we are, then I think there's hypocrisy in us talking about evangelizing the world. So may God help us. And I think there's a bridge between truth and world evangelism. And that bridge that brings those two together and helps us accomplish the task of world evangelism is friendship. That bridge is friendship. So pray that God would help us to understand more about what it truly means to be a friend. I want to be your friend, and I want you to pray for this Independent Baptist Friends International. And I want you to pray for each of the speakers you'll find in the Baptist Vision, because as I said, every one of them is a strong independent Baptist person, and they're all members of independent Baptist churches, and they're trying to do God's work, God's way where they are, and they're coming together to help us in this great meeting. And may God bless us and help us to accomplish the task of world evangelism.